Hallelujah. You are welcome to this morning's devotion. By the grace of God, I will be taking you actually for the week. I knew that actually these times are actually festive times, but yet we still have to actually move on with the Lord. I use also this opportunity to greet all the ministers and to also appreciate all the good words that you have been actually putting across on this a platform. I use also this opportunity to thank the one, Brad JC, who has also actually given me this opportunity to share actually for the week. May God actually bless this actually ministry. Once again, my name is Brad Steven Avito from Ghana. This morning, I want to introduce actually a topic on the speak to the rock. Speak to the rock. Hallelujah. Speak to the rock. I want to read from Numbers chapter 20 verse 8. And I read, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron, thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beast drink. And Moses took the rock from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly. And the congregation drank, and their beasts also. Lord, we thank you for the preaching of the reading of thy word. We ask that, Lord, your blessing will be upon this. In the name of Jesus, add more blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, because thy word is a blessing. We ask that let it perform its work in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, world bearing, we understand that Moses, who led the children of Israel, when we actually look at the word of God, he led them in that Exodus. It came to a time whereby they were in need, and their actually situations calls for a provision. Now, I want to actually concentrate my conversation on speaking to the rock. Hallelujah. Speak to the rock. We understand that Jesus said, ye are clean through the words that he has actually spoken to you. So there is actually something about these words that we have to actually understand. Because even when I look at Genesis, back in the Garden of Eden, when God actually created all things, and he created man on the last day, the Bible made us understand that man was the last creation that God actually placed in that garden. Now, we understand that the moment God, he reached the time for he to create man, if you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27, it said, let us create man in our own image. And when you go on, the Bible says that, and God created man in his own image and likeness. Hallelujah. So if you look at the creation of man was so special. Because if we, when it came to the creation of man, the Bible made us understand that, and God said, let us create man in our own image and likeness. So you see that when man was actually created, man firstly was created in the image and likeness of God. So that makes it that the creation of man took a special thing, because it was only to man that God said, let us create him in our own image. So you will see that the God that we know, that God is a spirit, he first created man in the spirit form. And that's why you can't compare a man to an animal, because man has soul. Animals don't have soul. What makes man to have soul is that, you know, we have conscience. As we man has conscience to know actually between what good and evil. But I don't think animals have actually conscience. Hallelujah. They think they have a spirit, all right. But as to whether to actually determine, no. So you will see that man has a special thing actually attached to the creation that we are talking about. And there came what we used to say, that the spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. So you will see that man was actually created in the image and likeness of God. So you will see that in the later development, when you read the chapter 2 of Genesis, then we saw that the Bible went on to say that, and man was formed. The man was now formed. Now, you will see that man had a two-way here. The creation of man, then the formed man. Hallelujah. So man was first created. And when he was created in spirit form, hallelujah. Then if you come to the chapter 2, then now the Bible says that, and now God used dust now to form man. Hallelujah. So there now you can see man as a human being. Hallelujah. So man, if you look at the creation, and now even after that, when Adam was placed there in the garden, the Bible made us understand that, and he was the one who named. Hallelujah. He did the naming. And however Adam named anything, that was how it was called. So from the word go, in the original plan of God, or before the fallen state of man, man had a nature in similitude of God. Hallelujah. So in that vein, man had a spoken word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you will see that the way Adam caused things, and that was how they were named. Hallelujah. Now, if we look at the way actually man was created, you will see that man has a special kind of thing when it comes to speaking. Hallelujah. Because Adam named this plant, and whatsoever have you, that was how it was being called. Even to the extent that when the woman was now brought to the man, Adam made a declaration. He said, this is now the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. Hallelujah. This is now the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. So you will see that man, before the fallen state, was in the image and likeness of God. Okay, but something actually happened that came to mar that image, and that was sin. So the moment sin, when the fall came in, we saw that Adam lost his original state. Hallelujah. He lost that kind of original state that he was. And that has made that now man is now looking for a way back to that state. And that way was only through the redemption story that we know. And that is why man today will have to find a place, a head, to head actually towards the cross of Calvary. Now, when we actually look at all this, it gives us some understanding that man who was actually placed there was actually supposed to be in the image and likeness of God. Because God had a purpose in his mind when he actually created man. When he created man, he wanted to build a family with sons and daughters of God. And these sons and daughters of God were to be in the image and likeness. And that's why the Bible says that be holy as how your Father is holy. Be perfect as how your Father is perfect. For without holiness, nobody can see the Lord. Now, God, when we look at God, God's words are thoughtful. God doesn't speak anyhow. Now, when we look at the creation story, we can say that God used the spoken word, hallelujah, to create man. And that word, hallelujah, as we saw in John chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and that word was God. Hallelujah. So it made us understand that God, who was self-existent spirit, hallelujah, God, who was a self-existent spirit in eternity, the moment he bound himself in time, hallelujah, he had a monogenic seed, and that seed was the word. So the moment God actually stepped into creation and he began to bring out the word, that word which was expressed was the Logos. So the Bible made us understand that from day one, the moment, and God said, then you see whatever he has declared. And God said, so if you look at Genesis chapter 1, you will see one thing that runs through that actually chapter. If you read, he said, in the beginning, God created man, God created the heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw, so if you come to the verse 5 again, the verse 6, it said, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters. So you see that God used that express word, which is the spoken word, to create man and all other things in the universe. So the things that we see, as the Bible says, they are being formed out of the things that we cannot see. Hallelujah. And sometimes you will see actually these signs, this is a scientist who don't actually, who are still actually struggling to know the creator of this world. But even this scientist go to the extent of identifying that there is something that is invisible that made all these things actually to come to pass. So you will see that beyond the very things that we see, there is something that is invisible, which is more powerful that man can put or can actually rely on. And that invisibility, it is God. Because God, with his spoken word, he has actually created the universe. So, brother, sister, what am I actually trying to bring across? When we look at back in Eden, how man actually was created, God is expecting something from you and I, to walk like sons and daughters of God. So a child of God must be circumspect about how to speak, how to deliver. Now, if we look at the children of Israel, when they were in the Exodus, when they were moving, there was a rock. I think let's read it. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. The Bible made us actually understand that there was a rock that was actually following them, and that rock is Christ. And I read from verse 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It said, "Moreover, brethren, I will not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." That rock was Christ. So you will see that Christ, as we know, was in the Old Testament. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ didn't pre-exist, but Christ came to identify himself with that body. Now, in our day, even in this day, Christ is still manifesting himself in the Word. Hallelujah. Christ is manifesting himself in the Word of God. So you will see that a child of God, you can't do anything away from this rock. This rock is Christ. This rock is our provision. This rock is our healing. This rock is our providence. This rock is our salvation. This rock is everything to us. You will put your confidence in man and it will fail, because man cannot lead you. God is the leader. When we look at what man is going actually through today and what we are looking onto, we have to look onto that rock. That rock is Christ. That is the rock on which anyone can stand. All other grounds are second grounds. We may have any other thing, but I tell you, the rock on which a believer can walk through, can go through, is through that rock, which is Christ. And that's why we used to sing that song, "All other grounds are second ground." So the word of God that came to Moses, that answer that came to actually Moses that day to speak to the rock, God didn't just tell actually Moses just to speak to the rock. There was actually something that God placed on that word, and that is an anointed word. And the Bible made us understand that we need not to speak our own words. The time has come for us not to be speaking our own words. We have to speak the word of God, because that word is already anointed. And when God placed that word in your mouth, God is expecting that there should be no corrupt communication that comes out of, even if you have nothing to say at all, remember the word of God. In that position, in that condition, remember the word of God. You can only speak the word, because children of God are people filled of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is in you, God's word is richly abiding in you. So we have an unction to speak only the word of God. And when we look at the children of Israel, the moment they reach a time whereby they send even spies to go and look at that Canaan fair land, to go and look if there are some people already on the land, and to see how they can claim that land. Some were actually speaking like men. You see,
The time has come for for children of God to understand that we are not like other men. So you can't afford to be speaking like an unbeliever. These spies, when they went, what they saw, they were moved by what they are seeing. And they were moved by what they are. So some came and said, in fact, the people on the land were Jebusites and these Amalekites, and these people were giants. So that took their heart away. Brother, sister, the time has come for us to speak the word of God. And in fact, something interesting actually happened. When Caleb and co, they came with a good report. They said, we are more than able. They refused to speak that condition that they have seen. But they were boldly actually manifesting the faith that they have in the Lord. The time has come for you to look beyond your strength. The time has come for you to look beyond your circumstance. The time has come for you to look unto the Lord and speak to that rock which is Christ. It is only in that. The Bible made us understand that, and ye shall decree a thing and it shall be established. So this is the time that we are, in fact, our relationship with Christ must be so intimate that we want to be like him. We want to walk like him. We want to do everything like him. And I believe that the bride at this stage that we have reached, by this time, even we knew that before even the rapture, there should be, a manifestation of that actually spoken word ministry. So how are we walking with Christ? Is his divine nature manifesting in us? May the Lord actually help us. The next time, I will actually continue on this. And I pray that he actually inspires us to actually speak on this. In Jesus Christ's name, amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you all.